This is a HeadGum Podcast.
That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient, comfortable. Ah.
So, I'm in the tower, at the top of the tower with Casper, Vandine, and Vladimir Putin. And we're trying to pick the next Colonel Sanders, because it's time to enter phase four of our plan to undermine the American government. And it's got to be the right Colonel. Because, of course, we've been planning these messages all throughout. If you remember a long time ago, we had I Ate the Bones, and then we kind of started to get people used to the idea of, like, eating bones, which is kind of like eating people, and ultimately we're going to eat all the people in the world.
And some people did start doing that.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. And so we go, okay, well, we got them kind of close with that, and then, of course, we had—
And then gold, eating and then, gold.
And then— Eating gold we put in there, but then we started to do this thing where it's like, who is the colonel? Who is anyone? Anyone can become anyone. You just put on basically a wig and go, I'm that person now. And we're getting everyone used to accepting like, oh, that just is the colonel, even if it fucking clearly is not.
Mm-hmm.
And isn't even the same one that was being him that was not him last week.
Yeah.
And so we're fucking with reality. We're destroying people's minds. We're ripping apart the fabric of what this country is supposed to even mean.
And it's become normalized.
Oh,
it's— The new colonel is normalized.
Oh, yeah. It's completely status quo.
Mm-hmm.
It's normalized to say, hey, this is the colonel, and you could be pointing at this point at a bucket of slop.
Mm-hmm. Is that the
Well, we talked about it, but we thought, no, it should still be able to move around for now.
Yeah.
And then it was, do we put the bucket on wheels? And it's like, no, let's just— enough with the bucket, Casper. And he was pitching it. So we start going like, well, we want to be a person. Maybe we don't want to be a person. We talk about some people. Do we want to be a robot? Do we want to be— – and then I was like, what if it's a ducky?
Okay.
And, you know, quack down to the pond and—
– Oh, everyone follows it into the pond.
Well, thank you. Yeah. No, everyone follows it into the pond, and I, of course, have a big, long reed.
Drown
and so
everyone
I
in
can
America.
Be breathing from underwater through the reed.
Oh, okay. So you expect that you are going to be following it, too.
I'm going to be going, hey, I don't know what's going on. Yeah, I don't want— – it's plausible deniability. I go, oh, geez, I guess we're all following this duck. Fine with me. He's the colonel after all.
Mm-hmm. So everyone in America drowns in the pond.
Basically everyone except for me— –
Putin?
Mm-hmm. I guess you?
Thank you for telling me about it. It doesn't sound like you were telling me to warn me, really,
but
just to tell me
a story. But now that we're talking about it,
okay.
It's like—
No, thank you.
Yeah, now that we're talking about it, it's, you know, have a read on you.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Hi, welcome to Hollywood Handbook, an insider's guide to kicking butt and dropping names in the red carpet lineback hallways of this industry we call showbiz. Every once in a while, this show is really about celebrating other people's creativity and our friends and their achievements.
We don't make anything on this show.
Yes.
You know, we are sort of like cultural critics.
And just saying, hey, look at this, these things that you may not be
but
like
not
appreciating.
Critics, because I don't think we're ever here to tear down. We're here to sort of be— you know what we are? We're like Sherpas.
Yeah.
We're sort of Sherpas guiding you up the mountain of culture,
mm-hmm.
and saying, hey, stop here. Look off, you know, this cliff. Here's something amazing.
Yeah.
You know? And look over, there's a goat jumping down, and the goat would be the movie Peppermint, mm-hmm. with Jennifer Garner coming out.
Very you famous know, episode
something,
that we did.
Yeah, so it's just like one of these
the
things
pro-version.
That we're able to sort of guide people towards.
Yeah. But I think every once in a while, things we have milestones in the show where we do have to take some time to maybe we get to go up the mountain by ourselves, basically, and celebrate some of the achievements that we are doing on this show. This is the 250th episode.
Oh, okay.
This is a big this is a big show for us. Okay. Brett is here. I can sort of tell that Brett was like, oh, it's the 250th episode. Of course I have to be there.
Yes.
Shows.
And like, we don't see him for like 3 months.
I've
been sick. Still getting over it.
And okay. So all of a sudden, 250th episode, the little hot water bottle like comes off. He throws away the thermometer. Oh, I'm suddenly better.
Yeah. All of a sudden, he's dancing when we thought he couldn't walk.
I didn't think you were watching me dance to the studio.
Come on, Brett. Some case of polio. Now, I hope you brought your friggin' altitude sickness pills, because we are going all the way to the top of the mountain with episode 250, and we are going to celebrate
ourselves. Who should we get to, who has kind of been with us for a long time, since the beginning, who should we get for this episode? Obviously, Scott Aukerman. That was our thought as
that
well.
That was sort of tapped us and said, hey, it's your turn. I'm going to start kind of phoning it in even more, and you guys go ahead and take this and run with it. He passed us the baton of comedy podcasting.
We could talk about the first meeting that we had with him at Starbucks, where he didn't take off his sunglasses the whole time and said, you guys should think about doing segments.
Yeah. He got visibly angry with me during that meeting because I was saying that I love listening to podcasts, and a lot of times I put them on when I'm going to sleep. And he was like, when you're going to sleep? I was like, yeah, it's sort of like falling asleep with the TV on, but you don't have the whole, like, it's, you know, it has an ending to it, and it's just like, you know, something kind of keep your, let your mind free a little bit by listening. And he was like, why don't you listen to it when you're awake? People made it for you to listen to. Like, I was like, oh, shit, man, fuck me. I guess I'll enjoy the content the way you want.
I don't remember that. I was very scared. But we set up this big meeting with him to sort of, for me to show that I wasn't scared of him anymore, and for us to just sort of rub in his face everything that he obviously never thought we would accomplish. We did and more.
Yeah.
He canceled, anticipating, I think, that it would be so humiliating for him.
Mm-hmm.
And so instead,
I was going to talk to him about parking lot, Scott.
That would have been great.
Yeah, I was going
to
be.
I would like to get to the bottom of parking lot,
Scott.
One day we will.
Let's meet parking lot Scott on air, because we know on air Scott, but then we know the Scott that you run into in the parking lot on the way out, who's just not in the mood for a bit.
That could have been at Starbucks. That could have been parking lot Scott that we were meeting, because it was right. It was like right next door to
the
parking lot.
That's right. Come to think of it, he was parking lot Scott all along.
So instead we have the Doughboys, Mitch, then Weiger are here. First time we've ever had them together.
Yeah, I think twice previously we were both supposed to come on, and then Mitch canceled.
Mitch canceled both times, yeah.
Yeah. Sorry about that.
So Mitch has never been on, right?
No, I've been on the show before.
No, he has been on. We got had you on once by yourself.
We did some food eating thing.
Did we?
It was a fun, very good episode.
Okay. I don't remember doing that.
I think that was one where we had...
I remember Nick's episodes.
I think, Chef Kevin, did you eat a cigarette in that episode?
Oh, yeah.
Right? I think he ate some dry ramen noodles and
Camel Crush.
Yeah.
Yes, the gourmet ramen.
Were you talking about the colonel being a duck?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I just want to make sure that I got that correct. It was colonel's being a duck.
Yeah, what did you think?
No,
that's the one point of clarification that you urgently needed to make. Yeah.
I want to figure that out. The only thing I disagree with is that the chicken could be slop. I think that
the chicken is not
slop. No, the colonel was going to be a bucket of slop.
Oh, the colonel could be a bucket of slop. Okay.
Well, the colonel at this point could be anything. We've completely perverted the idea of the colonel.
I think that,
right. To the point that the colonel's nearly meaningless.
I think that it's kind of a cool comedy thing to become the colonel.
That's part of what we wanted to think.
Can I just get this out of the way right now, Mitch?
Please.
Mitch, not gonna happen.
You don't think I thought it?
You have a better chance of becoming a ducky.
I have zero chance of becoming a ducky.
And you say, teach me how to ducky, teach me, teach me how to ducky. And you do the whole.
I also, you're in line. You're in the line, Mitch.
Let me.
But you can't see the front of the line.
Right. You're like the designated survivor for the State of the Union.
You're doing that thing where you lean way over to the side.
It goes around the corner?
I'll prove to you. I mean, you'll see. Whatever. A lot of people have just.
We will.
Just like Aukerman told you guys that you wouldn't be able to, you know.
Yeah, that's what I was confused about. Aukerman was unpleasant.
I don't think that.
Okay, because I mean that just seems very out of character.
That's an extreme interpretation of what
right,
you were saying.
Right. Okay.
We just couldn't stop, you know, getting our feet in our mouths. I mean, here I am talking about when I listen to podcasts. Hayes is trying to look at a man in the eyes.
Yeah.
You know, we sort of didn't really know how meetings worked.
And right. Yes.
We were these young pups.
It may have been more on you, because Aukerman is a man who I describe as gregarious.
My question to you is, how close are we to Colonel Aukerman?
I think he's probably number three or four.
Yeah, that's one. He's one Big Bopper style plane crash away from ending up next in line to be the colonel.
They got to get some ethnic diversity in there. I think that's probably the plan for. They got a woman. It's really the Earwolf engineer.
Colonel Mencia is definitely queued up.
100%.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Colonel Cristela. Who else?
I heard Colonel Mencia was just basically doing Colonel Gaffigan's bits. And so that was a problem. Like, they shot it and they were like, we can't air this.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
This is going to be create some sort of beef.
Remind me of the name of the girl from Quantico, the woman from Quantico.
You're asking me this?
Yes, Mitch.
Priyanka Chopra?
Priyanka Chopra. That's a good colonel.
Colonel Chopra.
Colonel Chopra.
So we're thank you guys for coming on the show.
We're thrilled to be here. Congrats on the milestone.
Thank you.
Yeah, okay. 250.
Trying to push it towards
it. It's fucking stupid. It's stupid. Who cares, you know? How many have you done?
That's a good question. I'd have to load up Art 19. I think we're over 150.
They've been doing double episodes for way longer than we have. They decided to cash in.
Right.
Like almost immediately, basically, where they started after us and demanded people pay them way before us.
Yes.
They've done probably as many episodes as we have.
It's sort of just like it's being born in a different era where you just go like, look at these nice paved roads. Mm-hmm. I guess they were always like this.
Oh,
and it's like, no, the Hollywood Handbook boys were out here.
I guess I'll put up a gate on this road that's that's mine. And a little coin slot next to it.
Toll roads are important. They help with the road. They help those quarters you toss in, they help pay for the road.
Do you want time to come up with this? Like, do you want to? Because we edit the thing anyway. So do you want to take a break?
No, you know what?
You'll have, like, your toll take.
I feel confident in it. I like it. I liked it the way it was.
Do you like that was the phrasing you wanted? That it's not a whole sentence, but it's all around one.
Toll roads are important. Nick, you can back me up here.
Yeah, I guess we'll be on the same page with this. Toll roads are important.
Really? But Nick's a lifelong California boy. I mean, there's not really nearly as many tolls out here.
We do have
way more. He's going to be so excited about this that
there's no tolls. We do have the toll road, which is a public-private partnership, which I'm not too fond of, that runs from Orange County down to San Diego. Mm. And it's kind of adjacent to the 5 freeway.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, I know there's some. It's just fewer than in like New England.
Right. It's not as common out here.
New England is where Tollbooth Willie lives.
That's right. Welcome to Worcester, Mitch.
Do you know him?
I went to Worcester many times. I never saw a Tollbooth Willie. My sister went to Assumption.
$2.85, please. Who is this guy?
It keeps going up.
Yes, it keeps going up. How much?
Tollbooth Willie?
Yeah.
Tollbooth Willie?
Weiger.
Is this like a guy from American folklore?
No, he's, yeah, he's like a famous, he's just a New England character. He's Tollbooth Willie, sort of the friendly Tollbooth.
Sort of like
man.
Like a Washington Irving style, like no, fictional character.
Got it.
From.
Yeah,
$1.25. You don't remember
like
that?
A Pecos Bill.
Yeah.
American mythology, right? Really. Uh-huh. And he's sort of, he's noble, but he's
right.
doomed to suffer the fate, you know, over and over again of people right. being like, "Hey, fuck you, go fuck yourself."
But he's got a job to do.
Yeah, he's got a job to do, and he's got a long string of expletives locked and loaded to sort of lay on you after
right.
you give him the business.
Hey, I'd rather run into him than the goat.
Oh, yeah. No, well, the goat will really, really take a shot at your old self-esteem. Yeah.
Or the longest pee guy.
Oh, forget it. Yeah.
Longest pee guy. I don't want to be by here
right?
at all.
No,
especially
right?
if I'm yeah. in a rush to use the restroom.
Sure.
Especially.
Guess that makes us pissed.
Weiger's still more confused than he's ever been.
Yeah, yeah. The longest pee guy. The goat. Who else?
I don't know. Who else?
Bill
Fatty
McGee.
Fatty McGee. Yep.
Huh.
Yeah, the severe beating of a high school Spanish teacher. I wouldn't want to witness something like that.
You guys have a whole different culture up there in New
yeah.
England.
Yeah, it's
really,
true.
Really
we
different.
Do.
You've never been to New England before.
No, I've never been. I mean, New York's not New England, right?
No.
Okay. I've not. Been in New York City. That's it.
Why? Why were you there?
I mean, just
what
like,
would you have to do in New York City?
We did a live show there. We did a live
oh,
show there.
Oh, all right. It was because of us.
Oh, and also the Del Close Marathon, of course.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
We almost got invited to that. Here, that's a good segue for a segment that we always like to do on the show called Show Me the Money. It's where the guests just quickly reveal how much their Patreon is making now that they hit the hide donation total.
Yeah, what was the amount that made you want to hide it, and then what is the amount now?
We got a little self-conscious about
it. Don't pull out your phone like you're actually going to look up the number, right?
No, he is.
I mean, I have it right here. I mean,
don't
I'll
show them that.
Okay. Mitch says we're not going to show it. So
I
will say that like we went over a certain there was a threshold where it was really clear. Like, oh, you guys are making way more money
way
than is
much.
Reasonable for
but
to be
on.
Making off of this.
There's
podcast.
A lot of costs we've recently.
There are some costs.
We've recently hired Yusung.
Yeah, we hired a producer,
and
so
he
that,
drove
that,
a hard bargain, and
yeah.
then. You know, there's solo cups, so on,
right.
plates.
There's Mitch's right. food costs.
My food costs.
That's part of it.
And mm-hmm. also, we
and the
pay,
tolls, right?
We and the, to,
yeah,
the and
tolls.
The
tolls. Yeah. We got a lot.
We pay our guests, right, Weiger?
We pay our guests. Yeah, that's a nice thing we do.
Yeah.
Yeah, we started
for
doing
both
that.
Or just for the double.
We from the beginning our Patreon episode, our paywall episode, which is the double, we've always paid our guests for that, and then now for our regular episodes, our free episodes, we pay our guests as well. We started doing that in June of this year.
How do you decide who's shitty enough to make them do the double and who is important enough to... Is it social media numbers? Mm. Is it how long you've known them? Or because I know some people are sort of marooned in the double. Every time they do it, they wind up stuck there.
Right. I feel like we kind of... If it's someone we don't know, sometimes we'll have them come on the Patreon episode first and we'll sort of
tell
see
them this
how,
is a test. Yeah. And if you pass the test...
And then we'll have them back. We've done that a few times, but we like to have some space in between our you know someone's appearance on one or the other.
Oh, I wanted to set something up quickly. We can keep talking about this,
yeah.
But just and coming up with sort of ideas for
right.
our 250th episode and what to celebrate and what we think of when we think of you guys. Obviously, none of us have seen each other since The Great Shrimp Off, which was an amazing episode.
Yes.
But a lot of people could not listen because of the chewing noises.
Yeah. Mm.
So here on Hollywood Handbook, as a treat to all the fans of both shows, we wanted to redo The Great Shrimp Off today. But just no eating, no noises, all honor system.
Okay.
You just say what you would have had.
Right.
So, you know, we'll talk about, obviously, how much money you're having. We'll get that number out of you. But we're also going to occasionally bring up, okay, I'm eating the shrimp now. Oh, this one's really hot, you know? And right. we'll just say that now and then. And then, oh, I'm getting full. Time to slow down. And at the end, we'll see who really won the real great shrimp off that wasn't so nasty to listen to.
Got it.
Because we got a lot of complaints about that at the time. Which is like, don't, it's not our idea. Don't tell us that. It's not our show.
Wasn't it your idea? Who did this come from?
Mitch.
Me. Oh, this is Mitch's idea. Okay, I couldn't remember.
The toll booth, old toll booth Mitch over here.
Yeah.
still working on it.
Yeah, it's fine. Honestly, there's three people on mic. You can leave the room and just, if it helps to move around when you're thinking about this stuff.
I stand by what I said. Toll booths are important for roads.
No further elaboration necessary.
They help fill potholes, Nick.
Yeah, I guess if the revenue is
basic
could be directed
and
towards
that.
And the duck, yeah. The duck is the kernel, right?
What kind of food are you having?
Oh, yeah, that's right. Oh, boy, I guess I've got this big rice pilaf, and then there's one glowing ghost pepper shrimp in the middle of the table that looks so hot it's sizzling.
And that one's worth
And that's extra worth points. A friggin' 2 points.
Oh, wow, okay.
Yeah. And so be careful, everybody, and it may be something you could pull out at the last minute.
Do we know it's got spicy it. Or not? It is a ghost pepper
ghost
shrimp.
Ghost pepper, I think, is pretty
Do
spicy.
We don't know, spicy. But I think we have a pretty good idea that it is a ghost pepper shrimp.
Sean is literally resting his head on the microphone.
Do we know if it's spicy? We do, yes.
I just think
do you want to know if it's spicy?
I mean, I you never know. You know, it might not be that spicy. I should eat it.
I'm yeah,
gonna
go
eat
for
it. I'm going to eat it. Oh, wait. That's right.
Yeah, the whole point is that we don't have the chewing noises. That's what was gross to people.
Okay, you I'm eating
say,
it now.
Yeah, you just say, I ate it.
Mm, it wasn't that spicy, actually.
Oh, okay.
But it was a little spicy.
Yeah, okay. No, that's right.
Just like...
Oh, you know what? That wasn't the ghost pepper shrimp.
Oh,
yeah,
got
you
it.
Grabbed the one next to it.
Oh,
no, the one that's glowing shrimp. In the middle of the table looks quite spicy still.
Do
and
I,
so you
do
only
I only get
one normal point?
Oh, that yeah. sucks.
Yeah, that's too bad.
So you had a kind of spicy shrimp, mm-hmm. maybe with a little bit of the splash over from the ghost pepper shrimp. Mm-hmm. Maybe that's what was the issue.
Oh, yeah. Maybe that's how I felt a little bit of spice.
That might be right. It was yeah. so close to the mm-hmm. extremely spicy ghost pepper shrimp that there was a little bit of runoff.
I wonder
right?
which one of us will eat this by the end of the competition.
yeah, so I guess – so let me just – when I laid out the ghost pepper shrimp, to me – for the audience, the whole idea was that it's very spicy.
Right.
So then you asked, is it spicy? Then I was like, someone at the end could maybe eat this to take the lead and win as
it's
like sort of a Hail Mary.
The sneech.
Yeah. And so what it was Chekhov supposed
shrimp,
to be was, yeah, was that everyone is wondering. What.
Right.
Oh.
So I guess I know that I'm doing this effectively because you, who I think... are an audience member of the podcast, more so than a participant at this point, are just kind of voicing.
There's the option to add another layer to the imaginary scenario that's going on.
Or oh, to yeah. remove half a layer.
Or, yeah, for you to say, I'm going to eat the shrimp.
You know what? I've decided I'm not. It's probably too spicy for me. I got to stick to plain shrimp, which I've ordered a plate of.
Oh, okay, great. Hey, Mitch's shrimp is here.
Hollywood Handbook.
So anyway, what amount of money, without talking about how much is on your Patreon,
what
do
was
you
the
think
threshold,
is too crazy
how about
to
this?
Be?
What yeah. was the threshold that you crossed to get? And I will say that that must be a huge amount of money because Mitch is not normally shy about anything. We were on a text thread
yeah.
where with no prompt whatsoever, Mitch sent us his SNL audition tape.
That's true.
And he was like, I should have said it's really embarrassing. And then suddenly it was just there.
Yeah. It was, and also, too, you had a Colonel character, which was – a big swing.
Well, that's why I was asking so much about this duck kernel, because I had no idea about the duck kernel. So I was worried that maybe I was a step behind.
And even that. Now, trying to go back to the kernel, instead of talking about the money, I mean, it must be he's not shy about anything.
Yeah.
It must be so much. I do want to – just what the number was that
– because I remember
made you trigger.
What's the highest you saw it at? It was over $30,000 a month.
I don't know if I stopped checking in at some point.
It's not over $30,000.
But I think now it must be – I think that was probably where they were like, okay, we're going dark on this. And so now it probably is closer to 40 or 50.
Was this your plan the whole time?
I know. Hayes brought it up and I became curious. And then Weiger took out his phone and was about to say or at least show it to Hayes privately.
I'll show it to Hayes.
Said, yeah.
I mean it's in the ballpark, but it's not as staggering as your estimates. I'll show it to Hayes.
Okay. Wow.
I wonder if I, the Clem dog, could see it.
I'll show this to Clem. Pass this over to Clem
Why
dog.
Why are you doing this? You gotta tell me that my toll booth thing was good first.
He already did.
It's Nick's fucking phone, man. I kind of saw it. I know what it is. Yeah, okay, great.
Yeah. It's an absurd amount of money.
Cool, dude.
But,
I'm sure people will unsubscribe after listening to this.
Well, who knows? Because I think there are.
They're not subscribing because they think you don't have enough money.
Yeah, it's not like a charitable exercise. It's
I want this
extra content.
You're forcing them to listen to something that gives them joy.
Yeah. Sure. Mm-hmm. After my performance in this episode.
Oh, sure.
You're coming off as very lovable.
Shut up.
It's sweet. It's nice. It's always nice to hear somebody in the room with like a bunch of sort of like, you know, snarky comedy guys or kind of holier than thou, and then just one fucking rube doesn't know his ass from a hole in the ground, just trying to get in there. It's like when you ever see like when there's a bunch of like little baby puppies feeding on like the mama's teat, and then there's like this one like doofus one who like can't quite find where he can fit in, and he keeps like trying to jam his head in, and then like their butts will close and he get pushed out again and he can't figure out where he's supposed to go and eat.
What exactly is the milk is my question.
Laughs. Yeah.
Clearly laughs.
Baby puppies?
What?
Baby
puppies? It's just puppies, dude. I thought I could throw a little snark on for a second.
That's fair. I would say that's fair. Baby puppies are the ones who are probably still feeding off their mom, whereas you're still a puppy until you're like a year old.
That's a good point, actually.
Yeah, they're still sucking. But I'm scrambling because I did just get owned.
Yeah.
And I've managed to find a way where what I said wasn't totally stupid.
Right.
But, I'm at the edge of a cliff right now.
I can turn my snark up a notch if you'd like me to.
No, I don't want that.
Oh, okay, good.
Yeah.
I can't really.
It's not what anyone wants from you.
Weiger's the snarky one on the podcast.
I don't know if I'm that snarky.
We should talk about a little, because we're just talking about more like Doughboy shit.
Right.
Yeah.
We should talk about, we've been doing this for so long. How the business has changed.
Right. Yeah, the industry has just shifted all around us.
We've seen so many podcasts come and go. Feral Audio is gone. These guys jump ship.
Yeah.
At the first sign of like a tiny bit of water coming in, these guys hop in the lifeboat.
I mean, I don't know if that's an accurate retelling of the state of Feral Audio at the time. We abandoned ship. I'd say the company was capsized.
I'll say this, that they no longer exist.
They no longer exist.
Mm-hmm.
It was like it had run aground. We were getting off the Titanic.
A business
after
is made up of human
iceberg.
Beings. I just want to remind you guys. Right.
Did we push?
You talk about in these very abstract corporate terms, but these are people.
Yeah.
Did we push women and children out of the way to get off? Maybe we did. But we had to get off that ship.
Absolutely. And how many podcasts sank? How many went down with the ship and said, gentlemen, play on. What show was that everyone sort of looked at each other?
I think we lost a good 300-400 podcasts that day.
Riff on. Let's keep breaking down this episode of The Sopranos while we slowly sink into the sea.
Wolf Pop, of course. That was a big
Wolf Pop's gone.
That was a big one.
Huh. R.A.P.
Yeah. Wolf
Maybe it will pop. Come back at some point.
Boy, the wolf's dead, pop. Huh?
Yeah, you think it's just hibernating?
Yeah, that might be right. Wolf Pop.
We were a little upset at the beginning. We were like, oh, it's a pop culture network. We do pop culture stuff. We should be on Wolf Pop.
I can't believe we didn't get invited to be on this thing.
Yeah, and then like two weeks later, we were like, oh, okay. Yeah. Oh, that's all right, I guess.
Did you say the wolf's dead?
Yeah, that's the little thing they
said. I thought it was the wolf's den.
Oh, is that what it is?
Yeah.
No.
I always heard the wolf's dead.
It's the wolf's dead?
Yeah.
Oh.
No, I was trying to say like the wolf's dead indeed, but it kind of got buried, but it's fine. It wasn't, it was... Not worth saying.
I always thought, I always just thought it was Wolf's Den.
The Wolf's Den.
There is a podcast called Wolf's Den.
Yeah, that's a hit show about the business of podcasting. Mm.
Yeah.
Wait, is it really?
Yeah, you guys might want to take a listen.
Is it on Earwolf?
Yes.
Oh, very much so, yeah.
And who hosts that? Jeff Ulrich?
That's right.
Oh, can he give us a little insider take?
He used to.
Yeah.
Oh, got it.
The Love Dad schedule got a little, got just too grueling.
Just insane, yeah.
Got it.
Yeah, Koechner was running him ragged.
And then it became Adam Sachs, and now I believe Chris Bannon does it from New York.
Mm-hmm. Huh. That's fun.
Brett is still here.
Chris Bannon. I'm still here. Interesting fact. Chris Bannon, Steve Bannon's dad.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
So he's got to be in his
80s? He looks good.
Yeah. For, yes.
He looks great.
Mm-hmm. Much better than Steve.
Brett, talk about just some of like – tell like a good – just like weave a narrative for us of like podcasting and
you've kind of seen the whole thing. You know?
You're sort of John Henry. You're John Henry of podcasting in a lot of ways.
By the way,
the Red Sox owner.
What?
Yeah, sure.
And then the fucking two little puppy butts just slide together, and you see Mitch pop out and sort of roll onto his back, and just be like, whoa, and then like walk all the way around again.
You know, I did a comedy death ray radio at CBS Radio on Wilshire Boulevard.
Whoa.
Holy fuck.
Oh, man. I remember that old space.
Yeah. Now you've got my attention.
Were you doing a character?
We did. We basically were like the birthday boys.
Uh-huh. Another operation that you skipped out on for more cash.
I didn't leave the...
And Weiger's like, oh, I'm the one that he's not going to do this to.
Yeah, right?
Oh, don't worry. I'm safe.
I would leave Weiger in a second if I could.
Just a trail of bodies
What's
in his
the
wake?
Next lily pad just drifting by for Mitch to jump on?
The Doughboys is my sketch group, and we did a...
No, the Birthday Boys are your sketch group.
Oh, sorry.
Doughboys
the Birthday
is your
Boys is my...
It's just names. All the same to him, sorry. Just boys. Sooner or later, they're all just boys.
We did the What's the Sandler movie where they take over the studio?
Oh, Empire Little Records? That classic Sandler movie.
Airheads.
Airheads. We did an Airheads bit. And Marc Maron was the guest on the episode.
Holy shit. Mm-hmm. And then did you talk about it when you did WTF? did you remind him?
Haven't done WTF yet. Maybe that line is shorter than
the current
line.
He was like, who are your
line.
Guys? You were like, Brendan Fraser.
It was the middle one.
Buscemi?
I think so.
Maybe Buscemi, really?
Yeah.
What a cast.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, good cast. Very good cast. I haven't watched it. I don't know if it holds up, Nick, but...
I
love that movie.
All... 16 of you went in to do this bit?
There was all of us in there. Wow. You know what? Marc Maron, to give him credit, he got into the bit. He put his hands up in the air like he was being held hostage.
Oh, that's fun.
Wow. Oh, yeah. Wow. That must have helped you sort of.
It helped me get into perform. The character more, yeah. You give me a hard time about this whole puppy business, but I can get into character. I've trained as a performer just like you.
Yeah, I guess. Maybe it's time to talk about our training.
Do you feel sort of like, Scott took a shine to you as a young?
No.
What?
No, not at all.
Specifically, no. Right?
Well, he's not even
just
done.
Let me finish what I'm
sorry.
Say.
Do we think Hayes has more to say?
Obviously, he gave you this opportunity as a young performer, but of course, he moved on. What Scott likes about fresh young improvisers as he gets older and they do stay the same age. And so now you look at like your Carl Tarts and you're like, oh yeah, that's, you know what's in store for them.
Enjoy it, pal. Yeah.
I should dump a bucket of paint on Scott's head, just like in the movie. In Dazed and Confused, they pour a bucket of paint.
I've seen the movie.
Oh, they don't put it. They put
it's on Ben Affleck.
It's on Ben Affleck.
Who's like Banyan, I think.
Yeah. All right, look,
O'Banion.
I'm not going to try to riff anymore, but I'll tell you that he especially didn't have any.
There was, so you are trying.
There was no. There was a me specifically of the Birthday Boys. I think that he could care less about me specifically.
Scott likes you less than the other Birthday Boys.
I think that's probably true.
I would say yeah.
Okay.
True.
I guess I believe that.
Just I mean, there's probably
far.
There's probably some that he likes even less than me. But
sure.
Yeah.
He likes the more writerly sorts.
Yes.
Those are the members.
He likes writerly sorts.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Like me.
Now, Brett, do you have like your just sort of like
sure.
your little piece that you want to say about where well, the business has gone? And
yeah, I mean, first I was thinking, just as a side note, I kind of feel like taxes should pay for potholes more than toll booths. Like, just raise my taxes.
Yeah,
I
mean, that's a whole local state politics thing. You know, how much do
Nick's
we?
Nick's not going to agree with you. He's a train rider.
I do like that. I do like the – but yeah, I mean it's how much do – how much do we want to specifically direct – money is fungible. How much do we specifically want to direct revenue towards specific things? I mean that has gotten the state – in California at least has gotten the state in trouble at
so
points.
You guys would prefer
you don't
this?
Want to incentivize driving too much.
Would Nick – but prefer talking to Nick to talking to you?
Yeah. You prefer this?
It gives me less to do. I mean what
– This is, I would say, a good summary of how podcasting has changed.
Right.
You used to have to, like, do funny good stuff.
I can, as far as podcasting go, I can only speak my perspective. We used to have to wash these glasses in the bathroom.
Did you really?
Yeah.
It's disgusting.
Oh, yeah, Jeff made us take the glasses to the bathroom sink.
But because I was going to say, you did have to wash them in the bathroom. You did not have to wash them in the toilet.
That's true. But sometimes someone was using the sink.
Yes.
Were you
using? Same water. I trust the water.
Were you using dish soap, or did you use just like the soap in the bathroom?
Someone used hand soap.
Someone
once
definitely
or twice.
Used hand soap.
Definitely
in the bathroom.
Once or twice. It's just easier,
oh,
right?
Man.
And then maybe you forgot a sponge, so you just sort of free-handed it, or used some paper towels.
And then, Cody told me how to do it, and you can imagine how rushed and, like, shortcutty, Cody did it.
This is disgusting. So Cody's two casts
Cody,
on his hands.
Yeah.
He's and a neck brace. And you go, the glasses want to be clean. So you're working with the glass. You're not working against anything. You kind of put them near the sink. They know what to do.
You just sort of assembly line
They start clean.
It. Yeah. He would just like throw soap into all of them, sort of assembly line, pour water into them, and then just dump it out. Or sometimes just use his hand and just like wipe it, all the soap in the glass, just like, furiously.
Ugh,
then
man.
We bring them back.
Can you believe
to you guys.
How far we've come?
Yeah.
So you're saying basically that Jeff took Comedy Death Ray and sort of like a private equity firm just like stripped down the costs and sold that. To Scripps, knowing that operating it like in a way that was like safe and healthy would not be sustainable.
Yeah, and then he was long gone.
Oh,
by the
yeah.
time they discovered that, the glasses actually weren't being dishwashed. And
what were some other things?
Were there any perks? Were there any perks? Like, because you've been with the company for a while,
bowl
right?
Of
yeah, I've been
right when you walk
for a
in.
Long time.
Mm-hmm.
Perks. Well, the table's the same as it always was.
Mm. That is a perk.
Well, yeah, it's the big perk.
Yeah.
The big perk. Don't have to get used to a new table.
Yeah. The mics are the same.
It's not totally the same. Bosch ate part of the leg last week.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
I must have already been sort of fucked up, though. I can't imagine that he actually just like... bit into the wood enough to like totally rip a piece off.
Have you ever done one of those dog DNA tests? Because maybe he's part woodchuck.
I have done the dog DNA test. Yeah. Yeah.
And was he?
Huh? Yeah.
He was part woodchuck?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh, interesting.
Ugh.
Yeah, it was just his, and they tell you which part,
mm-hmm.
and it was just his mind.
There's a lot of history on this table, I'll say.
Yeah, Chris Gore's autograph.
Chris Gore, yeah. Casey Faye. Mm-hmm.
Forget it, man.
Yeah. Do you?
LeBron James was in here.
Oh, was he really?
Yeah.
I don't see a signature on it.
When was he in here?
That was probably 2 years ago.
Oh.
Yeah. I love remembering a time when Drew Tarver thought he only deserved this much space.
Dear God.
So this is your big...
Peter Melman, Maggie Ashton, who's next? It's just insane, the history.
This is your really summary something. Of how podcasting has changed. You used to wash the glasses in the bathroom.
Yeah, I used to get paid by PayPal. Jeff just personally PayPal'd me. Minimum wage, basically.
Were you our first engineer?
Your first engineer? I was.
You actually remember that?
Do you mean podcaster's first engineer?
No.
I do remember you guys. Remember nursing you.
Wait, for the first show or for the new one? Or both?
Both, I think.
Do you remember?
For the like pilot that we did of reality show.
Well, the pilot we recorded in your
The very office. First one we did in my office, which I've never heard actually. But the pilot that Aukerman had us do for it in the studio, it must have been Brett.
In my memory, it was.
Oh, that's right. We did a pilot that we never released, and then DC was our first guest.
Yeah.
What was different about the pilot? Was it kind of just like, you know, was it a completely different form? Was it unrecognizable to someone who's listening to your 250th episode?
Well, it was a different show, but oh, it was it. Proof of concept for Scott where we had said, we want to talk about reality shows. And he was like, do segments. And we were like, yeah.
Mm.
And then we did.
Yeah. By segments, he just means take a break.
It was times. More yeah, like
that basically means sell ads for me.
I've noticed what really works is when I make money. People love it. The listeners can't get enough of me making money.
Doughboys Media is way, you know, much different.
Yeah.
Did you guys incorporate?
We did incorporate. We started an S-Corp around the time we started the Patreon, because otherwise that money's just got to go to one of us, and that screws up your taxes since we're sharing it and we're also using it for business expenses.
So we're business partners. I'm actually the president of Doughboys
Media.
He is. Media.
Mitch is the president.
And you're the secretary?
Yeah, I think I'm vice president and secretary, and Mitch is the treasurer as well.
This is an idea. It's like the end of like a sort of sequence where I've been trying to prove that the Doughboys are evil, and I pick up the paper for their S Corp, and I sort of like blow dust off the end of it, and it says Scorpion. That's a scene from the movie that will ultimately be made about the Hollywood Handbook Doughboys feud, mega feud.
There's a feud? I thought we were friends.
Well, I guess we should probably tell the Mission Impossible story. Everyone is expecting us to announce the launch of Mission Impossible on this episode.
Mm-hmm.
We've been hearing about it for weeks.
Right. Absolutely.
And we should, you know, get to the bottom of what was going on. We were
which
very,
maybe you'll start roasting Weiger a little bit here.
Well, we were very excited to do the show. We go to Mitch and Weiger. They're like, yeah, let's do it. And then like maybe 2 minutes later, Weiger says, we just set up an episode to talk about all the Mission Impossibles on a Doughboys double.
Yeah. We'd scheduled that before we started talking about this. We had we had Ben Rogers on from Action
Weiger
Boys.
Weiger scheduled it. I didn't know about it either.
Yeah, but we'd had it scheduled. I can show you the email with timestamps. But by the way, should we do a quick shrimp update while we have a moment?
Oh, yeah. You what?
I took the ghost shrimp.
He ate the ghost shrimp.
Was it hot? Spicy?
Was it spicy?
It was incredibly spicy.
Thank you. Yeah.
Yeah.
So, I would imagine so.
Did you have a glass of milk or anything, or are you just fine?
I'm just taking it. Yeah, I'm just
wow. Tough as hell.
Yeah. That's pretty.
I have a sinus thing, so it's helping me right now.
I ate a big stuffed quahog.
Yeah.
A big stuffy.
I ate a langoustine.
I've eaten 32 shrimp so far.
Mm, here I am eating a geoduck.
Is it gooey duck or geoduck?
I don't know. Gooey duck.
I've heard it pronounced
right.
both
like
ways.
A penis.
It's spelled G-E-O-D-U-C-K.
And you wanted yes. to do the update, so you must have a
you must
funny
have
food.
Eaten something very funny.
I had two shrimp.
Okay yeah.
Sort of Colonel,
that passed your test? That passed your test?
I get what the idea was. I'm not at a
you
loss
just
to
said
see
a normal,
where he's coming
a
from.
Normal number of shrimp for this point in the competition.
He
that's what you said. You said 32.
I did. Which is
so funny. I don't know what the bit is there.
Mm-hmm.
But that's not even a bit. He only in the shrimp off, he really did eat this slow.
Yeah, so he's playing into his character.
And I probably had about 32, my character.
Mr. 32.
So that's 32 points.
If you reanalyze, which I'm sure people, listeners will, if you go back a few seconds on this, 32 was the funniest answer of all four answers.
So Weiger basically heard about this concept, mm-hmm. took Ben Rogers, someone who is associated with a Hollywood Handbook mm-hmm. franchise, but it is not either of us, mm-hmm. And said, I'll do the exact same thing. I'll burn it off in one episode instead of doing a series.
One episode that I make money off of behind a paywall.
That could siphon away, an extra series could siphon. People might end up choosing between Mission Impossible and the Doughboys Double. I think we know what choice they would be making at that point. And Weiger says, this is too dangerous. I have to snuff this candle right now.
I'll talk a little bit, too, about what happened with Mission Impossible, which is we got emails or texts from at least two Earwolf Stitcher employees going like, that's a slam dunk. We're definitely going to do that idea. We're all going to talk about it tomorrow. And then just nothing ever happened. And I'm like, okay, do I have to do something? Do I have to?
Yeah. Sounds like
tell
Josh.
You
yeah who are these employees
certainly Josh
oh gotta
of
be
of course there's Josh
just to elaborate on what exactly happened. So I'd previously scheduled this episode with Ben Rogers. The Mission Impossible idea, which I'm still open to and I think is a good idea, was brought up by you guys. I explained that we'd already scheduled this thing. You guys wanted me to cancel. Mm. You guys wanted me to say, hey, Ben, we're not going to do this episode after all.
I didn't want you to cancel. Yes, I wanted you to possibly change what you talked about.
can I?
Like, for example, you could talk about food.
Can I have a quick interjection here?
I think we can do both. I think it's fine. I think having done the Ben to finish my thought, having done the Ben Rogers episode, we can still do Mission Impossible because it's
you don't
because,
think you did a good job.
No, Ben was great. Ben is fantastic, and I thought it was a good self-contained episode. But I think people would like a deep dive of each of the entries, and I think we can still do that.
Oh,
I think we can have them both. Sorry, go ahead, Mitch.
Earwolf employees emailing about slam dunks. LeBron James coming in here. I just feel like Earwolf has basketball on the brain.
Okay.
All right, man. He's back, baby.
That's good. He had a little time.
Shit, dude. And now, maybe thank so Nick for interrupting you so you actually were able to put together an idea.
I had that idea for as
I can't imagine
I
what
don't
that
would
have been
come
like
out
without
like that.
The extra 2 minutes.
What was LeBron doing in here is my question.
A podcast.
Wow.
He's right.
Really?
Yeah. Hmm. Not his own podcast.
Right. Hmm. He's on Off Book, right?
Cry Babies. Yeah.
He killed Off Book.
He killed on Off Book, yeah.
Never put it out.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
What?
Yeah. No, LeBron came in and did Hard Nation.
Another podcast.
He was Rand Paul.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Mm-hmm. Oh, so yeah, I've heard this episode.
They let him be Sasha and Malia, the thing they wouldn't let us do.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, I heard this one. I didn't realize it was him. I guess it was just, I was so unexpected that he had that kind of breadth of character work. But yeah, it was good. It was a good one.
That's another.
He worked really well with Still. He had a great dynamic, him and Still. Mm-hmm.
Yes. I could see Paul getting a little sweaty with.
Yeah.
That back and forth.
In hindsight, you could tell he was like a little in his head because yes. of the celebrity of the guest involved. Mm-hmm. But still was locked in.
Hey, there's going to be a lot more of it now that he's in Los Angeles. He'll be probably dropping in here once, twice a week.
He's going to intern at FOD first, I think. Mm. That's sort of the pathway for a lot of these guys.
Yeah, he wants to make like Bazooka Joe commercials over there.
Oh, man, right. With all the money he's making at, in the NBA and at FOD, uh-huh. He's going to have cash to spare, huh?
He'll have $50 million plus $1,500.
For an FOD intern, I'd say you're even going pretty high.
Oh, yeah. No, I was expecting you to do that Bazooka Joe spot.
Mm.
Yeah. He'd do some branded content.
Mm. Yeah, it's going to be pretty cool. I know he's already enrolled in Todd Fassin's level one improv class.
That's great. That's awesome.
And I guess he like came in basically already knowing game. Like,
yeah.
Totally understood game.
I heard he went to Adam McCabe's Sketch 101 for a couple weeks.
So then all the basics, right? Political sketch, commercial parody.
Exactly. Like, yeah. He kind of just got a baseline, and McCabe mm-hmm. was like, you should just go straight to 201. Like, just like, don't show up for the rest of the – and so now he's enrolled in McCabe's 201.
Well, wow. You guys brought up my SNL audition. Did I tell you who wrote that?
Oh, no.
The king himself.
LeBron James?
LeBron
James wrote wow, really?
Audition, LeBron man. Wrote your SNL audition. Mm-hmm. Okay. Wow.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
What characters did he come to you with specifically?
Yeah.
The king, of course, was his big one.
He wanted you to be the king. The king himself was like, here's my character, you be the king.
You be the king, yeah.
Okay.
Uh-huh. Okay. Give us a taste of it then. I don't remember it from the tape.
You know what? I would give you guys a taste, but the tape's online. If you search hard enough, you can find it.
Right.
You can probably see it, yeah. But it was very funny, Mighty King type of
So it was just a very like one-to-one, not like a LeBron impression. It was just a king character.
Yeah, like a royal king.
I get
yeah.
it. Okay.
Yeah.
But you still don't want to do it.
I mean, I thought I gave you a little taste right there.
Mm. Okay.
Come to my court, etc.
Okay, so the usage of court there makes me think there's some sort of basketball angle.
No.
No, it's not?
No, okay. It's not about
the – Or maybe, okay. Maybe I didn't even get it. I mean, you guys call me a puppy all the time. Maybe there was a lot of basketball reference I didn't even get.
Mm, yeah, there may have been, yeah.
Like, was there anything about being caught up in, like, a net of intrigue?
Yeah, there was. That was the first okay. line.
Okay. That might have been also mm-hmm. a basketball mm-hmm. sort
you
of
know
pun.
You know how basketballs get caught up in the net all yeah. the time.
My mead is foul, I'd say.
I'll have you drawn and fourth quartered.
I can't believe I didn't get on.
Yeah, no, it sounds pretty funny. have you guys seen that LeBron is working at the Bluth's frozen banana stand?
Oh, that's fun.
Yeah.
Up at Clusterfest, right?
They yeah, that's
Clusterfest?
Right.
At Clusterfest. That's fun.
We loved to do Clusterfest.
Bye.
I'm a horny girl wolf. This has been an Earwolf production, executive produced by Scott Aukerman, Colin Anderson, and Chris Bannon. For more information and content, visit earwolf.com. Ow.
That was a HeadGum podcast.